Tonight's shir is Siman Reish Nun Gimel, the second half of Se'if Beis. The Amor writes, V'yesh Oimim, some say, the kol ze'enu asur rak, kishenetolo min hakiro min b'dyoim, v'lachzir ad shechashecha. The concerns we have with chazara, of returning a pot to the stove, is only if it's removed from the stove top before Shabbos starts, and it's not being brought back until it's dark out. And therefore, you would need the conditions we said before, that you had in mind to put it back, and you keep it in your hand the whole time. But if it's taken from the stovetop once it's Friday night, once it's dark out. Even if you were to put it down on the ground, mutter, it'll be allowed to return it to the stove. And so it is the practice with our ovens to be lenient, sheyesh lahem din kir, because our ovens are like a kira. V'soimchim atzmam al divi hamakilim, and they rely on the lenient view. V'toiv lahachma, but it is better, it is good to be strict. Mir, however, im nitzdanein, if the food has cooled down, l'kuli alma osur, everyone would agree, even the lenient view mentioned here, would agree that one should not return it to the stove. Let's stop here and take a look at Mishnah Berurah, Sifkon Samach Gimel. V'yesh Oim Nekol Zevachul. Some say all of this is only applicable when the pot was removed from the stove before Shabbos and you want to put it back on the stove on Shabbos. Perish. Hodabina Dafka Odabiyado. That which you need to keep the pot in your hand. Gam Daito Lahasar. And you have to have a mind to return it. Those are only necessary if you remove the pot before Shabbos starts and want to put it back on Shabbos. Avol gar for kotum, but the requirement that the stove has had its coals removed or covered with ash, l'kuli alma b'inan, everyone agrees you need that, even this lenient view. Sifkon samach dal kishen atolam in akim b'diyayim v'chulu, if you took it from the stove top before Shabbos starts. The kiv in shlo ha'yahana tila b'Shabbos, since you didn't take it off the stove on Shabbos, when you put it back on Shabbos, it looks like a brand new action. It looks like you are now, just for the first time, putting it on the stove, to cook. That's why we require to keep it in your hands the whole time, have in mind to return it. So it becomes apparent that this is returning it from the original placement, not a new placement. Keeping it in your hands will be noticeable. Obviously, what you have in mind is not noticeable, but keeping it in your hands the whole time makes it evident that this is not a new placement on the stove, it's just returning it to where it was before. Sifkan samache al gabe karka. But if you take it off the stovetop on Shabbos and want to return it on Shabbos, even if you put it down on the floor, on the ground, that is not a problem. Vafilo hoya daita lahasa, and even if you never had in mind to return it. Vatam, the reason why it's permitted, shakol yadu de kfar omda hakadera bakir of an espasha lukavar, because everyone knows it was already on the stovetop, it was already cooked. So there's no concern of near kamavashel by returning it to the stovetop. And people are lenient with our stoves. Hainu, they will put a pot back into the oven on Shabbos. Mashenosav lahem, whatever's left over, after they ate and cholent for the suda, to keep it from getting cold. So even though they took the cholent out of the oven and put it down on the table, they'll then, when they're done, take it and put it back into the oven. Sifkan samach zayin v'tov l'hachmir, it is proper to be strict. Why is it proper to be strict? Ki habi poiskin cholkin alavan. Many views argue on this shita, it's the shita saran. V'od, in addition, ki beis Yosef sever, the beis Yosef holds, shagam haran lo hiter, el agabi kir v'lo betocho, Duran only allowed returning it to the top of the stove, not into it. And the Mogen Avram as well, in Sifkot Lamed Hei, is inclined to learn like Beis Yosef. I shall look over there. Umi adifa tanur shalonu mikira. Is our oven going to be better than the kira? It's not. However, there does seem to be a merit to the practice. Ki kvanis by erba poskim, because it's already been explained by the poskim, shein lesu chazara, elam ken yeshchoim, shakadiru yenasa v'sachas menachoim. The only time we're going to prohibit chazara is if there's enough heat on the stove that the pot can heat up from that heat in the oven, from the flames, or the embers. V'zein matzah kol kach, and it's really not that common. Al kenein lefak, and therefore we're not going to make a concern about returning it, because anyway it's not going to heat the pot. V'ayin lekamei b'sif kon, samaches, look in the next sif kon, v'achach matzos v'vush kudivir, and then I found the levush, like we said. So Mishnah Berurah is saying that even though Ramah brings the minigan and says one should be machmir, we don't make a tumult about it, because the fact of the matter is, the stoves are not hot. Remember, they had a wood-burning stove, and the last time they put wood in the oven was before Shabbos starts. And now it's Shabbos afternoon, and they just had cholent. So how hot is that oven already? It's not that hot. And therefore, fine, put it back. We're not going to make a tumult if you put it back. It's tov l'hachmer, we'll make an issue. This doesn't apply to our ovens and our stoves that are just as hot Shabbos afternoon as it was Friday afternoon. So it's a whole different metzias. But in his case, this was an additional leniency. Mishnah Berurah Sukkot Samaches, Miu Imnitztan, however, if it cooled down, no one allows putting it back. Hainu Imnitztan Lagam, that means it's totally cooled down. It's down to room temperature. Moshe Kassav Lamalek, we wrote above, even though some say Yatzaledis, if it's under Yatzaledis bow, it's already cooled down. Others say room temperature. V'atam, the reason why this is a problem, Tishach Achrach Od Bishol Chadosh, because now it'll be a new Bishol. If the food has cooled down, and you put it back onto the stove to do chazara, it'll be a new cooking. Vayel kamon magen avom sifkon lamavav shakos. If you look in the magen avom later, sifkon lamavav, he writes, tafilu b'daviyavish, even if the food is solid, dry, she'ein bo marak, there's no gravy, there's no sauce, there's no soup, lo shayach bo bishul, so there's no bishul, ein bishul acha bishul b'daviyavish, gab kein os, but still osu. The kivin shkvan etzta'anein, since it's cooled down, the food has cooled down, but the original placement on the stove is gone. It's as if you are, for the first time, putting it new into the oven. And therefore, that is forbidden according to all the views. Again, this is when the concern is, when you put it back into the oven, it will reach a temperature of Yatzah Ledesbo. But if it is less than Yatzah Ledesbo, it's not to talk about. It's nothing. In a place when it's permitted to return the pot to the stove, it will be permitted to seal up the mouth of the oven with a board or the like after you return it. The fact that we seal up the oven with this board does not create insulation. It's not called atmana. However, if by sealing up the oven with this board, it will increase the heat and be able to heat up the food, then it's better not to seal it up. Because our leniency is based on the fact that it won't get that hot anyway. If by sealing it up with this board, it will get that hot, better not to do it. The da, and you should know, this is only when you don't have glowing coals in the oven. If you have burning coals, poshut by Mishnah, it's clear in the Mishnah, that if you didn't remove the coals or cover them with ash, even Beis Hillel would say it's osel to return. Even our ovens, the dami l'kira that we compare to a kira, it's also forbidden no matter what if there are burning coals. Well, if you match a cousin of Sevi Shuiz Yaakov based on what is written in the Sevi Shuiz Yaakov, then Chazara Sagi Kishagarfi Gachom at Sarechod, that for Chazara it's sufficient if you shovel out the coals from one side of the oven and the coals are only on the other side. According to that, Yeshla Hakel, one can be lenient. Im Grafi Gachom Yedyoim, if you shoveled over the coals before Shabbos starts, that's only on one side. So Sharatzi and Samachal says, this is only a leniency for Chazara. When it comes to Shehiya, you need to take out all the coals. All the coals have to come out. You can't have any coals inside. It's only for Chazara that we have this idea that if half the oven has coals and half is clean of coals, you can do chazor to the part that's empty of coals. The notes bring that the Chazon Ish wrote that we do not do chazara if there are any coals in the oven. The difference you're making in Shehi and Chazara, what's called Garuf? Well, I don't understand the difference. The Aloch has to be Garuf to do Chazara. It has to be Garuf to do Shehiya. You tell me Garuf for Shehiya means take all the coals out. Garuf for Chazara means halfway. Where is that? Where do you make such a distinction? So Chazon Ish disagrees with this whole concept. Even though, again, Mishnah Berurah is quoting from Yeshua's Yankiv, and the Chazon Ish takes issue, he doesn't understand why that should make any difference. The Ramah continues. V'yesh oimim, some say, t'imhoitzi machol min ha-tanur b'Shabbos, that if you remove food from the oven on Shabbos, also l'hanicho b'karim u'b'kisosois, you cannot then take it and place it on pillows and blankets and insulate it to keep it warm. Yesh oimim, some say, the kol shu samlech ha-hashaych ha-samlech ha-varach hu, that if it's close to Shabbos or close to when they say Baruch Hu, Shehu Kabbalah Shabbos Yidudan, that's when we are Makabal Shabbos. In Usama Kol Kach, if it's so close, Shen Itzdan HaKadeir, that had the food cooled down, there isn't enough time to reheat it. Dino Kama B'Shabbos Atzmo. We treat it as if it's already Shabbos. And then you always have halachos, you can't do Chazar anymore, unless you have all the conditions. V'yesh mekilim b'zeh, others are lenient, because the fact is it's still Erev Shabbos. V'aminig l'hokil, the practice is to be lenient. Ach tov l'hach me'mokom shen tzorach kol kach, but it is good to be strict in a place where it's not so necessary to be lenient. V'dav g'gavi kir mamish, and again, this is a concern only to put it back on top of the kira. Avos lismoich, but to put it near the kira. Afil asomach l'esh, or to put it next to a flame. But Malcolm Shah said this, even though it is hot to the touch, Shari, that's permitted. Even if it's close to Shabbos. Ubitanur, when it comes to a tanur, this is the tanur of the Ramah, not our tanur, the Gemara's tanur. And Chiluk bein lahachzer lo v'lismach haslo, we don't differentiate between returning a pot to the top, in it, or next to it. V'dafka b'malkom shah tzled espo, if it's not tzled espo. If it's not tzled espo, we have a problem. I'll any yatzaled this show, but if it's not yatzaled this, if it's not that hot, shari, then it's permitted. I feel b'Shabbos even on Shabbos. K'moshi yisparal kamam simin shinichas. This is all clarified later in simin shinichas. Again, halachically, once it's less than yatzaled this bow, it is halachically cold. There are different opinions about what is the temperature of yatzaled this bow. Many go with, for this halach, 110 degrees Fahrenheit. So if it's less than 110 degrees Fahrenheit, that is halachically cold. Mishnah Berurah Sifkaton Samech Tes. There are those who say that once you take the food out of the oven, you cannot wrap it up. Sifkaton Samech Tes, also Nichav Achul, you can't put it in blankets. There's a mikri, techilas hatmana. That's called doing hatmana the first time. You're insulating it. The fact that it was in the oven until now, in Achul, that's something else. That's nothing to do with hatmana. We mentioned this before in Sifkaton Samech Beis. The ain toinim b'Shabbos. The halacha is we do not insulate pots on Shabbos. Afilu b'dav v'sheinu mosif hevel. Even if the material will not increase the temperature of the food in the pot, it'll just sustain it or keep it from dropping drastically. It doesn't make a difference on Shabbos. It's not allowed. V'lchein therefore, afilu ha'idayin ha'maych l'cham v'roseach. Even though the food was very hot, usher, you're not allowed to wrap it up. V'meino tamun heitu b'sochem. But if you don't really wrap it in the blankets and the pillows, it's open on top. There's a pillow under it, and maybe a little on the sides, but it's totally exposed above. Shari, that's okay. The zelomikya mana, that's not called insulation. That's not called mana. Kmashakas Ramah besof sif alf bagol, like the Ramah wrote back in the end of sif alf. Sifkan ayin. Yesh oimen, the kol shu samchu. Now, there's a new yesh oimen that says that if it's very close to Shabbos, we treat it as if it is Shabbos. To understand this yesh oimen, I need to be a little lengthy in explaining what's going on here. Dehine. Hatoyisus v'harosh v'siyasom hochichu deberev Shabbos nami shaych dine chazar. Toyisus the Rosh and those who hold like them prove that erev Shabbos we also have a concern of chazar. Dehainu meaning im not l'miyod yoy min akiyo min atanu l'didon. that if Erev Shabbos, you take something out of the Kira, or our Tan, which is the same as the Kira, Asula Haxer Alav, then you cannot return it, Elam Kena Gofer Kotam, unless you make sure that you remove all the coals or cover them with ash. This is Erev Shabbos. Even Erev Shabbos, you should make sure that it's Gofer Kotam. So they ask, if you're going to tell me that's Asa Du Chazar Erev Shabbos, then think about what that means. Let's say I take my pot off the stove early Friday afternoon. I want to taste some cholon to take it off 12 noon, 1 o'clock. You can't put it back on? If Erev Shabbos is the Issa Chazar, then where does it go? Like, how far back? Where do you find a time frame where the Chacham said, this Erev Shabbos, it's a problem, this Erev Shabbos, it's not? They come with the following conclusion. If it is so close to nightfall, that if it had been cold, there's not enough time to heat it up, that time frame is going to be the same as Shabbos. Then at that time frame, it is forbidden to return it without first removing the coals or covering them with ash. Because if you would be allowed to return it at that time, you'll do Chazar on Shabbos too. It's all one gezerah. The same way you can't do Chazar on Shabbos, you wouldn't be allowed to do Chazar this close to Shabbos. But on Shabbos, Asur Shem Yichat, on Shabbos itself, you can't do Chazar because you're afraid you'll stoke the coals. The coals who das a yesh oim sheskir hama. This is the view of the yesh oim that Ramah is mentioning. That there's a problem to do Chazar without Garfa Kotum if it's that close to Shabbos that it wouldn't be sufficient time to heat the pot. The Hayesh Mekilim, now those who argue on this Yesh Om, those who are lenient, who das Rashi, this is so, that's Rashi Shita, and those are the Rashi. This filu they hold. The Chacham never made a Gezerah Chazara, except for Friday night and Shabbos day, never on Erev Shabbos. There's no Gezerah B'chal on Erev Shabbos, no concerns. So the strict view is concerned if it's close to nightfall or close to Baruch Hu. Bismanam, in those days, they'd say Baruch Hu early, and then the Mikawa Shabbos. For Kamash Malon, and what we're saying here, the Chiddush is, the Kiyundai de Baruch Hu Kabbal Shabbos, since by saying Baruch Hu, they accept Shabbos, have a Shabbos God, will treat it like Shabbos. Ubi'inon sha'osu hashir yekoda Baruch Hu dafka. So the time frame in order to heat the food will be before Baruch Hu. If you daven Marav late, you look at Shkia. How much time before Shkia does it take to heat the food? That time frame is going to be Asur also. But if I'm not Mekabel Shabbos at Shkia, I'm Mekabel Shabbos at Baruch Hu, then you have to go back before Baruch Hu. How much time do I need to heat the pot until Baruch Hu? And that's going to be the add-on time that we're worried about. The Ayin Magen Avam, he argues on this. This really he holds, we don't look at this amount of time only before nightfall. We don't extend it back to before Baruch Hu. That's a real chumrah. If it's so close that the Shabbos, that if it had cooled down, you couldn't heat it up. Now this is even sometime before sunset. We're going to treat it like Shabbos, that to do Chazar, you need Garv v'katam. This is only for the requirement of Garv v'katam, like on Shabbos, you should remove the coals or cover them with ash. But as far as having a mind to return it, or not to put it down on the ground, that we don't need over here. That's not an issue. The only issue is, do you need Garfa Kotum since it's Erev Shabbos to be treated like Shabbos? So that's this Shita. The Chayla Gami, let's say it's totally raw meat. You could do it Chazar, put it back right before nightfall. I feel it ain't a Grufa Ketuma, even if it's not Garfa Kotum. We treat it like Shabbos itself. This means the fat was fully cooked. You put it back on the stove until the meal to keep it warm. That's when we're strict. That if you took it off Erev Shabbos, close to Shabbos, don't put it back unless it's Garfa Kotum. Let's say it's not fully cooked. then you could take it off and put it back whatever you want, even right up to Erev Shabbos. There's no gezeira you might do chazar on Shabbos. There's a mavasa on Shabbos because you'll be cooking on Shabbos. Upshita the mizdar b'hachi. Certainly, you're careful with that. Afilu shoros ahachse b'yom. Even if I'll matter Erev Shabbos, it doesn't mean I'll matter on Shabbos. So it goes the other way. Since it's not fully cooked, and on Shabbos it's an issur d'oraisa to put it on the stove, you could do chazar Erev Shabbos right up till Shabbos starts. We're not going to make this gezeira. The Yesh Machmir and Gamazeb, but others are strict with this too. We're not going to differentiate if the food was fully cooked or not. Sifkan ayined out, Tov lahachmer. Lamai said it's good to be strict. Well, the fees are according to that. And Lita Kader Mekir in all Gabitano, Shein a Garfa Kotum Sanochachachacha. You don't take a pot off the stove, Erev Shabbos, to put it back on top of the Tanur if it's not Garfa Kotum close to Shabbos. The after Tanur Shalona Dina Kakir, even though our Tanur is like a Kira. Habakir gufe yesh lahachmer. There's according to this view, we should be machmir by akira. V'megar for kotel, but if it's already been gar, took out the coals or covered it with ash or blech, mutar after Shabbos, you could do chazar erev Shabbos, you chazar on Shabbos. Sifkan ayin hey agabi kira mamish. This is only doing chazar on top of the kira. Hana de bezeh yesh oisim. In this case, some people ask for chazar some chashecha to do chazar close to Shabbos. Chanalka said the fourth gezer of Shabbos itself. But if you want to put it next to it, there's no problem next to it. I involve the Malkum Shayat Sledeswo, even if it's very hot. The Eniyat Sledeswo, if it's not hot to the touch, I feel B'Shabbos, and Shabbos can put it there too. So if you want to put it next to the Kira or next to the fire, even if it's Sledeswo, you can do that right up to Shabbos. I know I feel it's down the Gami, even if it's totally cold. If you load it down the garment, if it's not totally cold, I feel the Shabbos sure. Then on Shabbos you could do it too. So on Shabbos, you want to put something next to the flame, it shouldn't be totally cold. But if it's Erev Shabbos, even if it's totally cold, we don't care. When it comes to a tanner, their tanner, we don't differentiate of chazor on it or near it. That's the Talmudic tanner. Sifaf, he wrote this before in Sifaf, El Deshav Marlin and Shehiya, that was about Shehiya, Kan Marlin and Chazar, this is about Chazar, so there are more repeats it. Our Tanurim Shalonu, our ovens, Shepsuchim and Etzad, that open on the side, Haim Kekira, are no different than Akira, and it's mutter to put it up next to it, Erev Shabbos, even Mamish right up to Erev Shabbos. No one has this gezeiro when it comes to put it next to it, to Aser Erev Shabbos.